国西雅图新希望国际教会的 Pastor Lau 刘牧师，欢迎您领受下面的信息。刘牧师充满恩膏的教导将带给您耶稣基督的爱、盼望和平安，使您的生命得改变。现在有请 Pastor Lau 刘牧师。
Greeting from Seattle.
从西雅图来的祝福。
I'm glad to be able to meet with you again in this teaching.
我很高兴我们又可以在一起。
I pray that God will bless you and your family and your church.
我为你和你们的家人和你们的教会来向神来祷告。
I am very excited to share the word of God with all of you.
我也非常的高兴与你们来分享神的话。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
We are hungry for your word.
我们饥渴来到你的面前
We want to learn from you, Lord.
我们要从你那里学到
May your Holy Spirit teach us.
愿圣灵来教导我们
We believe, Lord, when we know the truth, your truth will set us free.
我们愿意来寻求你的真理你的真理使我们得自由
We open our ears to hear what you want to say.
我们打开我们的耳朵来聆听你要对我们所说的。
Speak to us through this message, Lord.
主啊，请对我们来讲话。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the last message regarding baptism with the Holy Spirit.
这是受圣灵洗的讲道的最后一部分。
I would like to encourage you to listen to the prior messages.
我鼓励每一个人去听前面那几篇的讲道。
We have learned that baptism with the Holy Spirit is the command of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经学到了受圣灵的洗是基督吩咐我们的。
The Lord wants every Christian to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主要我们每一个基督徒都被圣灵来充满。
And we should obey His command.
我们需要顺服神的命令。
We have learned that even the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God,needed the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道即便是我们的主圣子也需要圣灵的充满。
And the Christians in the early church served the Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit.
初代教会的门徒就是靠着圣灵的大能来服侍主耶稣。
The Holy Spirit is not an abstract or just a force.
圣灵不是一个抽象的概念而是一个大能的存在。
He is a person.
他是一个人有位格
And he can help us in many ways.
他在很多方面都来帮助我们
God the Father sent the Holy Spirit to help all of us to live a powerful life.
天父差派圣灵来帮助我们过得胜的生活
Today we would like to learn how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们来教导如何来领受圣灵的洗
I want to teach this from the scripture or the Bible and from my experiences.
我想从圣经的章节和我个人的领受两方面来教导这件事情。
It is important to know the word of God and to experience what God says in the Bible.
来明白神的话并且来经历他的话的真实是非常重要的。
Now let us look at the Bible, how you can receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
让我们来看看圣经上是如何讲圣灵的洗。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38, the Bible says, Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传二章三十八节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。就必领受所赐的圣灵。
In order to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you must be a born again Christian.
要领受所赐的圣灵，你必须是重生的基督徒。
Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins."
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
Unbelievers cannot receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
不信的人是不可以领受圣灵的洗。
You must be a child of God in order to receive this gift from heaven.
你必须是神的儿女才能领受这天国的赏赐。
How do you know that you are a born again child of God?
你怎么知道你是神重生的儿女呢？
Born again Christian is a person who repents of his sin and believes that the Lord Jesus Christ is his Savior and his God.
重生的基督徒是认罪悔改并接受主耶稣是他个人的救主。
If you are a member of a local church, but you don't repent and you don't have Jesus in your life, you are not a born again Christian.
如果你是地方教会的会友你没有认罪悔改并接受主耶稣是你个人的救主的话你就不是重生得救的基督徒
Even though your parents may be Christians but if you don't have Jesus as your Lord and your Savior and repent of your sin you are not a born again Christian
即便你的父母都是基督徒但是你没有认耶稣为你个人的救主并认罪悔改你还不是一个重生得救的基督徒
If you are not sure that you are a born again ChristianWhy don't you make a decision now?
如果你不能确定你是一个重生得救的基督徒，你现在就要做出选择。
You admit that you are a sinner.
你需要认你的罪。
And you want God to forgive you and receive you as His child.
求神赦免你的罪，并接纳你成为他的儿女。
Why don't you pray to God right now to make sure that you are born again Christian?
为什么你不就现在来向神祷告来确定你是成为一个重生得救的基督徒
Follow my prayer
跟我一起来祷告
Pray to the Lord
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Father in heaven
亲爱的天父
I admit Lord that I am a sinner
我承认我是个罪人
Please forgive me of my sin
求你赦免我的罪
I invite Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord and my Savior
我邀请主耶稣进入我的生活当中成为我生命的主
I turn away from my sin
我转向离开罪
From today on, I am your child
从今天开始我是你的儿女
So now you are ready to receive the Holy Spirit
现在你可以预备来领受圣灵的洗
The second principleOf receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
来领受圣灵的洗的第二个原则就在路加福音十一章十三节。
The Bible says, If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
圣经在这里说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。何况天父且不将圣灵给求他的人吗
In order to receive the Holy Spirit, you need to ask the Lord to give the Holy Spirit to you.
为了得到圣灵的洗你需要向天父来求圣灵。
The Lord Jesus called the baptism of the Holy Spirit as the good gift.
耶稣将圣灵的洗称作好礼物。
So baptism with the Holy Spirit is free of charge.
圣灵的洗是白白给我们的。
You don't have to pay money to God to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
你不需要付任何的金钱来领受圣灵的洗。
And it is a good thing to your life.
圣灵的洗是对你生活是有帮助的。
I hope that you don't decline this offer from God.
我希望你不要拒绝神的好意。
But you need to ask the Father to give you the Holy Spirit.
却要是向神求圣灵的充满。
In Acts chapter 1, the disciples were praying and asking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
在《使徒行传》第一章里面，门徒在不停地祷告，求圣灵大大地充满浇灌在耶路撒冷。
Eventually, God poured out the Holy Spirit upon them, and they were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
最终他们被圣灵大大的浇灌受圣灵的洗
You can read about this incident in Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2
你会在使徒行传第一章和第二章读到相关的这些
It is very important that you need to pray and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit
求圣灵充满你是至关重要的
Our God is loving and gentle. He will never force anybody to do anything.
我们的神是慈爱的神，他不会强迫你接受圣灵的洗。
In John chapter 7 verse 37,
约翰福音七章三十七节
，The Lord Jesus Christ compared the Holy Spirit to water.
主耶稣把圣灵比作水。
The Bible says, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
圣经上说，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Jesus said that we need to come to him and ask him.
主耶稣说，我们可以到他那里去求。
Please ask the Lord to fill you with his Holy Spirit.
所以我们要求主耶稣让圣灵来充满我们。
In my church, when people come out to be prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit,
在我的教会里头，会众都会争着到前面来领受圣灵的充满。
I always lead God's people to pray that they will ask the Lord to fill them with the Holy Spirit.
我总会带领会众来向神求圣灵的充满。
In fact, I just finished the afternoon service, and about 15 people came out to receive the Holy Spirit this afternoon.
实际上在我们刚刚结束的下午的聚会当中，有15个人被圣灵的浇灌。
I led them in prayer, and this is an example of how I pray with them.
我是这样来带领他们做祷告的。
This is what I say, and they follow this prayer. Dear Father in heaven,
我带领大家同声这样子的祷告，亲爱的天父，
I come to you to receive your Holy Spirit.
我来到你的面前来领受圣灵。
I ask you, Lord,to fill me with the Holy Spirit right now.
来求圣灵充满我。
I open my heart to receive your Holy Spirit.
我打开我的心，求圣灵来充满到我里面。
I receive by faith in Jesus' name.
我凭着信心来领受圣灵，奉耶稣基督的名。
And this afternoon, all 15 people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
今天下午15个人就在这样的祷告下被圣灵完全的充满。
Not only that you must be a born-again Christian and you need to ask the Lord, you must also ask with faith.
所以为领受圣灵的洗，我们不仅要是一个重生得救的基督徒，而且要向神求，更重要的是凭着神所赐的信心来求。
In John chapter 7 verse 38, Jesus says, Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
约翰福音七章三十八节，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Jesus said that we must believe in him, believe in what he said.
所以主耶稣说，我们要相信他，而且要信他所说的。
We must have confidence that God will baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须有信心，知道神要我们受圣灵的洗。
Doubt is an obstacle.To receiving anything from God.
疑惑与怀疑是阻挡我们领受圣灵洗的障碍。
So come to God with faith in your heart.
所以来到神的面前，从心里相信。
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you close your eyes and don't think about anything else, but focus on the Lord.
闭上眼睛，全人来注目耶稣，来领受圣灵的洗。
You think in your heart.That I surrender to you. You think in your heart, Lord, I surrender to you. I believe you keep your promise.
用你的心对神说，我愿意降服在你的面前。神啊，我相信你必信守你的诺言。
You can even have an imagination in your heart that God is pouring the Holy Spirit upon your life.
你甚至可以想象出神将圣灵像水一样大大的浇灌在你身上。
You keep.Praying and crying out to the Lord, I am thirsty, I need your Holy Spirit, and I surrender.
你要带着饥渴的心，持续地向神来求，降服在神的面前，求圣灵大大地充满你。
The Bible teaches us that we receive everything from God by faith, whether salvation or healing or miracles.
圣经上说，所有从神来的都是我们凭着信心所领受的，不管是救恩医治还是神迹。
2,000 years ago, everyone who came to Jesus for a miracle or healing received their healing because of their faith.
两千多年以前，那些来到耶稣面前的，都是凭着信心领受了医治。
And the Bible says, faith comes by hearing the word of God.
圣经上说，信道是从听道来，听道是从神的话而来。
So if you don't have faith, I recommend you listen to this series of message again and again until faith rises up.
如果你现在信心还不足，我鼓励你一遍一遍地听这些讲道，直到你大有信心。
We must see the importance of receiving power from God and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须意识到从神那里领受并被圣灵充满的重要性。
When I came to the U.S. for further education to be a neurosurgeon, I spent 8 more years in the school.
当我来到美国准备进修成为神经外科医生的时候，我需要再学另外的八年的时间。
I was willing to spend 8 years in the school because I saw the importance of that training.
我之所以愿意花另外的八年时间来学习，就是因为我意识到了这些培训的重要性。
As Christians, we must see the importance of receiving the power from God.
作为基督徒，我们必须知道领受神大能的重要性。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 17 and 18.
以弗所书五章十七节、十八节。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
The Bible commands us to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经上命令我们要被圣灵来充满。
God sees the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why He commands us to do it.
神知道我们被圣灵充满的重要性，所以他命令我们必须这样去做。
When we realize that something is so important to our life, we will pursue it and we will try to get it.
当我们意识到有什么事情对我们很重要的时候，我们都会去追求并得到它。
My wife tried to receive the Holy Spirit many times.
我太太过去多次来寻求圣灵的充满。
She asked people to pray for her many times, but nothing happened.
她求多人为她祷告，求圣灵充满，任何事情都没发生。
As I recall, people prayed for her 3 times in a few months.
我记得在三个月当中为她祷告了三次。
But she never gave up. She kept asking God again and again because she saw the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是她没有放弃，而是不断地来求神充满她，直到她被圣灵大大地充满。
But one day, she was driving a car and she was asking God to fill her and the Holy Spirit came upon her while she was driving.
有一天她在开车的时候求圣灵的充满，就那时圣灵在她开车的时候大大地浇灌了她。
Please see the importance of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我恳求你们意识到圣灵浇灌的重要性。
I pray that you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit the first time you ask God.
我恳求主在你第一次向神求圣灵充满的时候你就得着。
But if you don't receive the Holy Spirit the first, the second, and the third time, don't give up. Keep asking God again and again.
若你最初几次并没有得到圣灵充满的话，请不要放弃，要不断地向神来求。
God will keep His promise if you don't give up.
如果你不放弃的话，神会信守他的承诺。
Let me read John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38 again.
让我们再来看一遍约翰福音七章三十七节到三十八节。
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said,Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站在高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And in John chapter 7 verse 39, Jesus tells us that living water means the Holy Spirit.
在随后的39节，这里耶稣说活水的江河就是圣灵。
The Bible says, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, but because Jesus was not yet glorified.
圣经在这里说，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
Jesus said that in order to receive the Holy Spirit, we must be thirsty for Him.
耶稣说，要得着圣灵，必须有一颗饥渴的心。
We will not drink water if we are not thirsty.
如果我们不渴，我们就不会去喝水。
But when we are thirsty, we will do everything to get to the water as soon as possible.
如果我们渴了，我们就会马上去找水喝。
I hope that this message will stir your thirst for the Spirit of God.
我希望这些信息会激发起你对圣灵的渴慕。
I have been a Christian for 30 years, and I am still thirsty for the Spirit of God every day.
我信主已经32年了，但是至今我每天都渴慕圣灵。
I want to receive more and more of the Spirit of God each day and each year.
我希望我领受的圣灵一天多过一天，一年多过一年。
So you need to be a born again Christian. You need to ask God. You need to ask with faith.
所以你必须重生得救。你要向神来求，而且要凭着信心来求。
You must be thirsty for the Holy Spirit and see the importance of receiving the power from heaven.
而且你要渴慕去得着，并且明白圣灵充满对你的重要性。
If you can fulfill all these conditions, you are ready to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
如果你这些都做到了，你已经准备好了领受圣灵的洗。
God's people can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in many ways.
神的子民有各种的方式来领受圣灵的充满。
The most common way is that a spirit-filled believer lay hand on you and you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
第一种方式是属灵的领袖按手来浇灌圣灵。
Throughout the Bible, God used the laying on of hand to impart the blessing and the Spirit of God upon people.
在整本圣经里头很多次提到了按手来祝福神的子民。
Another way that you can receive the Holy Spirit is that you ask God to fill you in your own private time.
另外一个方式是神在你独处的时候来浇灌你。
You may be in your bedroom, you kneel down and ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of GodComes upon you.
也可能你跪在卧室里头向神祈求的时候，圣灵就浇灌在你身上。
I myself received the baptism of the Holy Spirit because a preacher lay hand on me.
我个人领受圣灵的洗是经过一个牧师按手在我身上。
But my wife received the Holy Spirit by herself in her car.
但我太太却是在她开车的时候被圣灵来浇灌受的洗。
Another way to receive the Holy Spirit is when you are in the prayer meeting or in the worship service and God pour His Spirit upon you.
另外的方式会在你祷告的聚会或者聚会的敬拜当中圣灵浇灌你。
While you are praying or worshiping God, you may suddenly speak in tongues because you are baptized with the Holy Spirit.
当你祷告的时候，当你敬拜时，因为圣灵的洗，你会突然开口讲说方言。
What happens when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
你受圣灵的洗会发生什么事情呢？
According to the Bible, you will speak with other tongues.
圣经上告诉我们，你会讲说方言。
I will read three passages in the Bible to show that this is the biblical experience.
在这里我会带领大家读三段的经文来说明这件事。
Acts chapter 2 verse 4, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
使徒行传二章四节，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Acts chapter 10 verses 44 to 46, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
使徒行传十章四十四节到四十六节，彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。 那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
Now we will read Acts chapter 19 verses 1 to 6。
让我们再来看看使徒行传19章1到6节。亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过上面一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。保罗说，这样你们受的是什么样洗呢？他们说，是约翰的洗。保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们的头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 4, the disciples received the Holy Spirit while they were praying.
使徒行传二章四节那里说，门徒们在祷告的时候，他们都被圣灵充满。
In Acts chapter 10 verses 40-46, the new believers receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit while they were listening to a sermon.
使徒行传十章四十四节到四十六节那里说，那些新信主的外邦人在听彼得讲道的时候，圣灵就临到他们身上。
The Holy Spirit fell on them while Peter was still preaching a message.
圣灵就在彼得还在讲道的时候，就临到了众人身上。
In Acts chapter 19 verses 1 to 6, the new believers received the baptism of the Holy Spirit when PaulLaid hands on them.
而在使徒行传十九章一到六节这里，哥林多的那些新的信徒是在保罗按手在他们的身上的时候，圣灵就浇灌下来。
In all these three incidents, the new believers spoke in tongues when they received the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
在这三个不同的场景当中，这些新信徒领受了圣灵的洗之后，都说的方言。
In conclusion, speaking in tongues is a sign.Of receiving the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
所以说，讲方言是领受圣灵的洗的一个标志。
After you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can start praying in tongue in your private prayer time.
当你领受圣灵的洗之后，你可以私下来练习用方言祷告。
Praying in tongue is very important because it will build your faith up.
用方言祷告是十分重要的。因为它可以建立你的信心。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4,
哥林多前书十四章四节，
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
这里说，说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
How can you help other people if you are weak?
如果你自己软弱，你如何来帮助别人呢？
One way to build yourself up is to pray in tongue a lot.
来造就自己的一个方式就是用方言祷告。
When I started the church in Seattle in 1988,
在1988年我在西雅图开始建立这间教会的时候，
At that time, I was in training at the University of Washington.
那时我在华盛顿大学进修。
And on one weekend, I did not sleep the whole Saturday night. And on Sunday morning, I have to go to church early to preach and to lead the church.
在一个周末，星期六一整夜我都没有睡觉。但是第二天星期天早晨，我又要在教会里头讲道并领导带领聚会。
I drove my car directly from the hospital to the church building that morning without sleeping all night.
星期天早晨，当我熬了一整夜之后。我开着车从我的医院到教会的路上。
I was very tired and sleepy.
我非常的疲劳和困倦。
I was talking to God, Lord, how I can preach today? I am so tired.
我对主说，我这么累，我怎么来讲道呢？
The Lord reminded me of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4.
神就用哥林多前书十四章十四节这里话提醒我。
While I was driving the car to the church,I began to pray in tongue.
所以在我开车去教会的路上，我就开始用方言来祷告。
And in a very brief period, all the tiredness went away and I became like normal person.
在很短的时间里头，我所有的疲倦和疲劳都没有了， 我又恢复到了正常状态。
The Holy Spirit took away my sleepiness and tiredness and empowered me to serve God the whole day on that Sunday.
在那个主日，圣灵帮助我，在整天的服事当中，我都没有丝毫的困乏和疲倦。
Thank God for the Holy Spirit and thank God for praying in tongues.
谢谢圣灵，也谢谢方言的祷告。
Before I finish this message, I would like to give you a practical point.
在我结束这篇讲道之前，我来讲几个实际应用的要点。
After you pray and ask God to give you the baptism with the Holy Spirit,
在你祷告向神求圣灵的洗之后，
you don't open your mouth and speak your own language.
不要马上开口讲你自己的语言。
You keep praying in your heart, God, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I surrender.
用你的心来向神祷告，说你饥渴，说你渴慕，说你降服在神面前。
You keep speaking to him in your heart that I want to receive your Holy Spirit.
你要在心里向神祷告，说你渴慕圣灵。
Open your heart like a container to receive the water of the Holy Spirit.
打开你的心，就像打开一个容器来接，来领受圣灵的活水。
It is important that you surrender and believe that God will give you his power.
降服和相信神会赐下能力给你是非常的重要。
And when you feel that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you open your mouth and speak by moving your lips and your tongues and produce voice.
当你感到圣灵的浇灌的时候，你要张开嘴，放开你的舌头来发声。
You speak, God doesn't speak for you.
你需要来讲，而不是神替你讲。
You open your mouth, move your lips, move your tongues and produce voice.And he will give you the language.
你张开嘴，活动舌头，神会给你那个声音和语言。
The Bible says that if a person can control his tongue, he can control the whole body.
圣经上说，人若勒住了舌头，就勒住了全身。
If you let God control your tongue in the baptism with the Holy Spirit, it means from now on, he will control your whole body.
圣经上说，你控制了你的舌头，就控制了全身。你若让神来控制你的舌头，神就控制了你的全身。
When you open your mouth and speak, the first few words may be your own voice, but in a few seconds, it will be the word from the Holy Spirit.
当你开口发声的时候，可能最初几个字是你自己的语言，但是很快圣灵就来控制并成为方言。
You open your mouth and speak by faith, and God will do the rest.
你只要凭信心张开口，神就来做其他的工作。
I remember when I was baptized with the Holy Spirit, I felt the power of God fill me from the top of my head down to my heart.
我记得当我被圣灵充满的时候，神的大能从头浇灌到脚。
I opened my mouth and began to produce voice. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit took over and moved my tongues and my lips.
那时当我开口发声祷告的时候，突然圣灵就掌管了我的祷告，使它成为方言的祷告。
I pray that you all will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我为你们每一个人经历圣灵的洗来祷告。
Please seek the Lord and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit.
寻求神，向神求圣灵的充满。
According to the Bible and the experiences of a lot of Christians throughout the worldBaptism with the Holy Spirit is good to you.
按照圣经的记载和众圣徒的见证，圣灵的充满是大有益处的。
I believe that if you seek him with all your heart and ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, he will do it for you.
我相信你若全心来寻求神，向神求圣灵的充满，神必赐给你。
The Holy Spirit may come upon you in your bedroom.Or he may come upon you in the church service.
圣灵可能会在你的卧室里充满你，也可能会在聚会当中浇灌你。
Or he may lead you to meet somebody who can lay hand on you to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也可能会带领你到某一个人面前，让他按手在你身上，圣灵就浇灌下来。
And when you sense that the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you just open your mouth and speak and.He will give you the heavenly language.
当你感到圣灵的浇灌充满的时候，你就需要张开口用天国的话来祷告。
And you will begin to walk in the power of God.
你就可以行在神的大能当中。
And you can witness for Jesus Christ.
你就可以为神来做见证。
The gift of the Holy Spirit in your life will be enhanced, and your service for the Lord will be more powerful and effective.
你就会应有圣灵的恩赐，更有能力和有效的来服侍神。
And the Holy Spirit will help you to pray.
圣灵会教导你如何来祷告。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。
I believe that you will be more powerful and God will use you more effectively.
我相信你会大有神的能力，神会大大的来使用你。
Thank you again for listening to this message.
再次谢谢你们来聆听这些讲道。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你们来祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
please give great faith to those who listen to this message.
求你将那信心放在那聆听的人身上。
Fill them with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵充满他们。
I believe, Lord, that you love them and you shall fulfill your promise.
我相信你爱他们，并成全你的应许。
Father, fill all of them with your Holy Spirit and bless them indeed.
主啊，用圣灵来充满他们，并大大地祝福他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
我们相信您已经领受了以上的信息。如果您想更多的了解新希望国际教会或刘牧师的其他教导，请与我们联系，电话206-275-1042，您也可以查询我们的网站 www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org。